Our next storyteller is the writer and producer of Confessions of a Heavy Thinker. He's a freelance writer and a professional tarot card reader. Please welcome Angus Stocking.
So I think when you're invited to a storytelling event about falling down, the temptation is to go metaphorical, like falling in love, or falling for a scam, or falling on your face. But what occurred to me was two painfully literal stories of falling down that I'd like to share with you. The first occurred when I was about 14, and something of a rock climber. This was in California, and a real famous rock climbing practice area is Stony Point near Chatsworth, California. And I'd climbed there many times with friends. And there was one climb about 80 feet, not particularly difficult, but very vertical. And about 50 feet up in this climb, there was one moment where you had to get a little dynamic. You had to sort of leap and grab onto a nice handhold, a bucket, as they say. And so I was on this climb at this moment, and there's always a little bit of a kind of a scrotum tightening effect just before you went for the big bucket. And I leapt, and I got the bucket. I got the handhold, and it broke. Later, I learned that a generation of climbers was upset with me for destroying that hold. But at the moment, I had little recourse but to fall. And falling is no big deal, really, because you're roped up and you're on belay. So I'd had the experience of falling and being caught on belay, but I hadn't yet had the experience of falling and the belay not holding. And that's what happened. I learned later that the friend that I was climbing with was trying out a new belay anchor device that he didn't know how to use, and that failed, and so the rope started zipping through, and he had the presence of mind to grab it, scarring himself badly later on, but slowing down the rope just enough that I was in a semi-controlled fall. And the way it controlled me was to leave me perfectly horizontal as I was approaching the onrushing ground 50 feet down. And there was a small little area amid the rocks, and I was hoping I would land there rather than on the rocks. And as it turned out, I did, and I survived. But I learned that you can't always trust a sturdy handhold or your friends. And but it worked out. I survived, and I found another way up that rock and went on to do some other climbs. So you'd think that one 50-foot fall would be enough for a man. But no. A couple of years later, living in another part of California, I jumped in with some high school friends, and there was a tradition among these friends. There was a reservoir about an hour's drive away. And the tradition was to go out on moonless nights, drink beers, and jump from a 50-foot bridge into the reservoir. And if you did it on a dark enough night, it was quite thrilling because you had no idea really what was down there. Then, as tonight, I went second, and I decided to impress my friends by not only just jumping off, but to get a running start and to go further and faster than anyone had gone before. Good plan. Failed in the execution in that I slipped and instead tripped over the barrier rail. And once again, I was falling from 50 feet up, perfectly horizontal, toward a belly flop. But this time, the night was black. The water was black. And when I hit the water, I blacked out. And woke up a second or two later, needing air, disoriented, not really knowing which way was up. Well, I made it. I survived, obviously. Here I am. But once again, I slipped and fallen and had this painful fall. And once again, my friends were of no help, nor could they be. And I think there's something about big falls that you consider later on, because after all, life really is one big metaphor for life. And this one was perfectly metaphorical in the blackness of the night and the blackness of the water, the blackness of my own mind, and then waking up in complete blackness and disorientation and trying to survive and get to the surface and get air. It was almost like one of those falling dreams, except I didn't wake up. It happened. It's a very difficult thing. And really, I guess what I did learn from those literal events is that other times when we fall, when we do fall for the wrong person or the wrong religion or the wrong job, painful as it is, you can survive. And it was easier to pick myself up and survive from these painful metaphorical experiences because I'd had the painful literal experience of falling. So I think that we should all sometimes climb and we should all sometimes jump, not because it's safe, but because it's not.